Good morning, everyone, and may I add my welcome to that already given to our Easter Sunday e-worship service. Whether you're a regular member of our congregation or perhaps have discovered us online and are with us for the very first time. At the outset, may I wish you a joyful and peaceful Easter, especially at this time when we find ourselves in these most unusual of circumstances. I trust that how we're feeling can transcend our specific situations, and we're able to rest assured in the knowledge that Jesus is our risen, glorious Saviour, whose resurrection we celebrate today, and whose presence by his Holy Spirit is with us no matter where we are or who we are with or not. For those who don't know me already, I am Paul Stockdale, a member of Duke Street Church and also part of its leadership team. And it's my privilege this morning to have the opportunity to share some thoughts with you. I do so from my study, and I'm recording this on Wednesday. So if something has happened in the world between now and Sunday, you'll understand why I perhaps don't refer to it. As a church, we've recently been working through part of John's Gospel, and today the passage is taken from John 15, verses 9 to 17. And we've had that read to us already. It's not perhaps an obvious Easter Sunday reading, but it is one which I trust you'll see is very much connected with the Easter events and their significance for us. The talk is in two parts, but in each part I want to speak under the same three headings. In the first part, relating them to Jesus, and in the second part, applying them to us. So, first heading. Overwhelming evidence, the resurrection. I'm taking as a given that Jesus' resurrection is a reliable, historical, and evidence-based event, and the risen Jesus wasn't some sort of phantom or ghost, rather a breakfast-eating, flesh and bone, physical human being. Over the years, much has been written about the evidence for Jesus' resurrection. And rather than going through the four resurrection accounts in detail, I suggest you do some background reading of your own. And I'm happy even to point you in the direction of books that I have found helpful. In my opinion, and more importantly, that of others better qualified to pass judgment on the evidence available, the resurrection is an historical fact for which there is overwhelming evidence. But even if we accept it did happen, why is it so important? Why does it matter? Let me give you two reasons. Firstly, Jesus' resurrection means that his sacrificial death on the cross was sufficient, and therefore our sins are forgiven. Paul argues in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 17 and 19, that if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. It follows, therefore, that as Jesus has been resurrected, our faith is not futile and we are no longer in our sins. Secondly, Jesus' resurrection means that death is defeated once for all. Jesus' resurrection means that he not only defeated death for himself, but that he defeated it for us. I'll say more about this in the second part of the talk. The second heading is indescribable love, the cross. Jesus' resurrection showed that God vindicated what Jesus did on the cross when he displayed his indescribable love to us. The Bible actually says very little about the gory and indescribably inhumane manner of Jesus' death, which was intended not only to kill, but to degrade him. Insults were literally added to injuries. The original readers of the Gospels would not require detailed descriptions of crucifixion, as it was an all too evident reality of their everyday lives as part of the Roman Empire. Those who crucified people and the Romans did it on a spectacularly large scale. Did so because it was the sharpest and the most nasty way of asserting their own absolute power and guaranteeing the victims' absolute degradation. We've sanitized the cross. In Jesus' day, polite Romans didn't even mention the word crucifixion or cross. Such was its brutal, ugly, and repellent reality. A reality, as I've said, they saw all too often, as the Romans used it as a means to subjugate the people they ruled. It's significant that Jesus not only died, but died on a cross. In Philippians 2, verse 8, Paul writes this, "And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." And Jesus' greater love, that described in John 15, verse 13, was displayed in his death and dying, not only for his friends, but also for his enemies. And that includes me and you. In Romans 5, verse 6, Paul puts it this way. "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." In summarizing what Jesus did on the cross, demonstrating his indescribable love, someone has put it like this: divine love triumphed over divine wrath by divine self-sacrifice. The cross was an act simultaneously of punishment and amnesty, severity and grace, justice and mercy. The final thought in this part of the sermon relates to Jesus' uncompromising obedience. In the John 15 passage we read, it says, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. And then, just as I, Jesus, have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Jesus was obedient to his heavenly Father. As we read earlier, Jesus was obedient to death, even death on a cross. In Gethsemane, on the night prior to his crucifixion, he prayed, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." The cup was a metaphor Jesus was using, as if he had to drink something completely. And yet he didn't, in spite of knowing what was going to happen to him, he didn't duck out of what had to be done and was obedient to his Father. So there we have the overwhelming evidence as shown in the resurrection, the indescribable love of Jesus in his death and dying for us for our sins, and that was stemming from his uncompromising obedience to his heavenly Father.